My name is Benton Barnes. I am 16 years old. Today is June 28th, and I'm speaking with
Scarlett Barnes,
who is my
older sister.
And we are recording this interview in Springdale, Arkansas. Scarlett, can you tell me about one of those most difficult moments in your life?
One of the most difficult moments in my life was in school, when I was trying to play multiple sports and keep up with my schoolwork at the same time, and trying to keep with straight A's and also keeping my sports up, and just everything was like at the same time, so it was really difficult.
Okay. Tell me a favorite memory of me.
One of my most favorite memories of you is playing outside when we were little together, and I can remember that we used to like go around the neighborhood and we would have a lot of fun.
Very true. Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life?
I think one of the people is my mom, because she always went and did stuff with me and she was always there for me. And just like my parents in general, both of them. And then my great-grandparents also had a huge impact, because they went to church with us and they just really showed me what it was like to live a good life.
Okay. Tell me about a teacher or other adult that had a big impact on your life while you were growing up.
One teacher that had an impact on my life was my 6th grade English teacher, because she really got to know me and my friends, and she was always very nice to us and really cared about our lives.
What advice would you give to your teenage self?
I would tell my teenage self just to focus on school and not worry about what other people think of you, and just to make sure you're working hard and to always study for all your tests.
Of the people you've lost in your life, who do you miss the most, and what is it about them that you miss?
I would say definitely my great-grandparents. I definitely miss them the most, and the thing I miss about them is that no matter what was going on, even though they're very old, they're always very happy, just no matter what, and they just lived a very good life.
Can you tell me one of your most happiest moments?
One of my most happiest moments growing up was going to the beach for the first time, because I had never been that far away. And it was very fun, and it was a new experience for me.
Very good. That was fun. Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
Definitely one of the very most important lessons that I've learned in life is just to always be yourself, and that people are going to try to change you, but you just need to stay true to yourself. And another lesson that I have learned is that there's going to be multiple things going on in your life, but you really need to spend time planning and figure out what you want to do at what time, and just to always love everyone around you, because you never know what they're going through.
Very good heart-to-heart there. What are you most grateful for?
I'm definitely most grateful for my friends and my family, because my family has just always been there for me, and without them, I would be nowhere in life. And then my friends are just amazing, and I know they're always there to talk to if I need them, and they're very fun to hang out with, and my family and friends have just made a huge impact on my life.
Do you have any regrets?
No, I think in life that you should not regret anything, and you should always just go for it, and if you don't get it, then that's okay, and try again or work harder to achieve it next time, but I definitely do not have any regrets.
What was I like as a child?
As a child, you were definitely very outgoing, but you definitely liked to be in your own little bubble in your room. But when it came to going out and stuff, you were definitely really, like, were very outgoing and really showed a personality.
Thank you. Tell me about the day I was born. How do you feel the first time that you saw me or the first time you held me?
I was very little when you were born. I was about 3. And so I don't remember a whole lot, but I remember I was very confused and I wanted you to go back because I didn't know where you came from. And
okay. Next question. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood and what you were like as a child?
As I was growing up, I remember always wanting to... As a child, I just remember...
Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood and what you were like as a child?
As a child, I remember being very outgoing and always wanting to go do stuff, but I did have my times where I'd want to stay at home, and at school I was always very bright and always wanted to go learn, and that's how I was as a child.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about your grandparents or your great-grandparents?
My grandparents have been around ever since I was born, and I can always remember them, and I just remember spending time with them because ever since I was like 4 to 9, I would go to my mom and dad's work, and they worked at the same place, so I was always around them, and I always had a lot of fun with them. And then my other grandparents lived farther away, but I always remembered it was very awesome when they came to see me because I didn't get to see them like as much as my other ones. And my great-grandparents, I only can really remember them like for about the time where I was about 10 to 12. And they were always, they're very old, so they weren't very aware of what was going on, but they were always just so happy. And I remember that they taught me a lot of lessons.
Can you tell me about one or two people that you remember who have been particularly kind to you in your life?
One person that was definitely kind to me was my 8th grade math teacher. Whatever I needed help with, she would always be right there to help me, and she was very understanding with all the projects, and I always had a lot of questions, and she would always be right there to answer them for me. And my parents have also always been really kind to me and have always been there for me no matter what I was going through.
Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped you for who you are today?
Yes, there's definitely one memory I remember where one time I was with my mom and she let me do her makeup for the first time, and that was really awesome because I developed my passion for makeup, and it was just very cool because I never got to do it before, and it's just a really awesome time that I will always remember.
Are there any negative events or moments that you think shaped you today?
Definitely one of the hardest times of my life is when my dog died. And that definitely made me appreciate everyone around me a lot more because I never realized how much I appreciated her until she was gone. And it definitely made me appreciate everything around me 10 times more.
Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you've ever did in your life?
One of the dumbest things I ever did was decide to stay up and not study for my finals that were the next day. So I did not get a good grade on them, and that was very hard because I needed a good grade on them, but I decided to stay up and not study.
Is there anything you want to tell me now that you've never told me before?
Yes, I would like to tell you that I love you very much.
Thank you. How has your life been different than how you would have imagined it if you would have been when you were... I'm sorry, let me repeat the question. How has your life been different than how you would imagined it would be when you were young?
How it is different now is, as I was young, I remembered this life as I would grow up, and in high school, I would just have fun, not have to worry about anything. I get to have fun with my friends all the time, and I remember growing up, and I would be like, I'm going to have a job, I'm going to go shopping all the time, but now as I have completed high school, I realized that high school was really about responsibility and getting all my work done, and I had to put that first before I was able to go out and shop and have fun, and I wasn't able to have a job and work like I thought I was going to do when I was little, and yes.
How would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered as somebody who really made an impact on other people's life, and that genuinely cared about people.
Let me repeat the question. How would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered as a person who made an impact on other people's lives, and as someone who really helped people get through the day and who genuinely cared about the people around her and really was just able to show love towards anyone and be there if they needed me, and just overall a really positive, caring, genuine person.
If you knew this was going to be our last conversation, is there anything you've never told me that you want to share with me now?
I just want to tell you that I love you, and I'm so glad you have been in my life, and you really helped me through a lot of things as I was a child.
Tell me about your parents.
My parents are very kind and supportive in anything I would do. They always made sure they were putting in the work so that I could put in the work. They always helped me to put 110% into whatever I was doing, whether it be my homework or volleyball or anything. They were always just very supportive of me, and it really was awesome to have that throughout high school.
Did you have a nickname?
I've had several nicknames growing up. When I was in junior high, in cheer, everyone called me Scarbar. And in high school, people in volleyball, they just call me Scar.
How did you get that nickname?
They just combined my first name and my last name for Scarbar, but like cut them in half, and then for Scar, it's just half of my first name.
What was your relationship like with your parents?
My relationship with my parents was always very strong, and we always had a relationship. It was very open. I told them everything, and
Did you like school, and why or why not? Let me repeat the question. Did you like school, why or why not?
Yes, as a kid, I always loved school, and it was always very fun for me to go, and I always wanted to go back because I got to see all my friends, which I think that was the best part for me, just seeing my friends and getting to be with them, and the schoolwork part of it, I did not like it as much as the friend aspect, but overall, I did like school.
Did you go to camp And what are some memories of that time?
Yes, I went to several camps as a kid. I went to camps over a weekend, like a little retreat camp for a church, and that was awesome because I got to be with my friends. Another camp I did for several years was LMP, and it was a camp at my church for a whole week. And every day you worked from 7 to about 4 serving people and building wheelchair ramps for people, and you were put on a team. It was just a really awesome experience to grow closer to God and to be able to serve others.
What does religion or spirituality mean to you, and what role does it play with you in your life?
I think my religion plays a huge role in my life. Since I was about in the 3rd grade, I always went to church. And in the 6th grade, I got baptized for the first time. And in the 7th grade, I started going to a cell group. So I was getting to learn about God and Christianity every single week of the school year. And just, it has played a huge role in learning about God, and I feel like He has been through this journey with me, and it's just been an awesome journey to this point.
Very interesting. What has your church life, how has your church life impacted your family and your bonding together?
I think our church life has definitely brought us closer together as a family. When we started to go to church in the 3rd grade with my grandparents, my great-grandparents, we definitely got closer to them and got to spend a lot more time with them. And as a family, that's really brought us together because we get to worship God as a family together, and it's just been an awesome experience.
How is your tolerance with other religions or spiritualities?
My tolerance is fine. Of course, I accept them, and the Bible says to love everyone, so of course I love them, but I do try to spread Christianity to them and show it to them.
Have you been anywhere outside of the United States?
Yes, I have been to Paris, France, and it was an awesome experience because I got to go and see a whole new part. It's like going to a whole new world. They live completely different from us, so it's really cool to learn how the French live.
Who did you go to France with?
I went with my friend together for a senior trip, and it was an awesome experience with them, and we had tons of fun.
Very cool. While you were in France, what was the favorite new food that you got to try?
My favorite new food was definitely macaroons. I, of course, had them before, but I've never had actual French macaroons, like from France. So it was awesome getting to try the French macaroons, and they tasted very good.
Is there any place else that you've gone in Europe?
Yes, I have been to the Netherlands in Amsterdam, and I got to go see the Anne Frank House, which was definitely a very cool experience.
Okay, who is your, what has your favorite pet been and why?
My favorite pet was definitely my dog. From the age I was about 10 to 14, I had a dog, and she was just amazing, and the reason why she was my favorite pet is because she was my first ever dog, And she was just always happy to see me, no matter if I was gone for 10 minutes or 10 days. She was always right there to see me. And she was just a very loving dog, and she was just all around amazing.
Okay. Thank you for letting me interview.
You're very welcome. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for talking with me. This has been Martin, signing out.